You're listening to SBS News.
With final exams underway in many states and territories, Year 12 students have one last opportunity to demonstrate all they've learned over the past 13 years. Among them are students studying a second language. Georges River College student Sarah Onwami was relieved once she finished her final Arabic language exam, but she says she intends to continue using the language beyond high school.
I'm planning to use Arabic in international relations in hopes of studying international law as well as business.
Georges River College in Sydney's West offers six languages to students: English, Chinese, Japanese, French, Italian, and Modern Greek. Those students who want to learn a different language can also attend weekend classes. Year 12 student Samir Nakur says attending language classes on a Saturday actually opened up opportunities for him to meet other like-minded people.
I came here, I know no one here in this country. I came as a refugee, and when I met people in the Saturday school, that made me feel a sense of belonging to this country, maybe.
Georges River College Deputy Principal Kate McRae says students who study a second language do it out of love for the subject.
A lot of them are doing it because they love languages, so some of them might be doing the language that they speak at home, but also studying a new language. Others will be looking to maybe do it at university, and eventually they will be citizens where they have to live and work globally, and having an advantage of multiple languages will be a real bonus for them.
While around 250 students at Georges River College have chosen to study second languages, many others at schools around Australia are dropping foreign language subjects in their final years. Australia ranks last out of the OECD countries in high school graduates leaving school with a second language. It's a trend both the government and academics are trying to curb. For the third year in a row, students in Australia are being encouraged to take up SBS Radio's National Language Challenge. Entrants are required to submit a photo, along with a sentence in the language they're studying, explaining the possibilities open to those learning a language. SBS Radio Director Mandy Wicks says the competition is designed to encourage more people to embrace foreign languages.
What it's really about is about celebrating a love of learning languages, but also really trying to encourage language retention in Australia. What we know is that language is really intrinsically linked to culture, and where people can retain their language, it really aids in their sense of identity and actually their sense of belonging here in Australia.
The national competition is open to people of all ages for the first time. It's also open to those learning English as a second language. Mandy Wicks says SBS Radio hopes, in particular, to receive an increased number of Indigenous entries in this year's competition.
So we've had in the past more than 70 languages be entered into the competition, and that's included things like Auslan as a language. This year we would love to increase the number of Indigenous entries into the competition as well.
The SBS National Languages competition closes on November the 18th. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.